From the Art Center in downtown Carrboro, this is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater, a program that has fascinating guests, lively talk and conversation, community news, storytelling, and a look at our local entertainment scene, good radio, and always a few surprises. Now here's Claudio.
Good morning, everyone. Carrboro and the Big Chill, and anyone catching us worldwide on the net or the podcast, folks. Just want to acknowledge everybody at some point. I want to give a quick shout-out to the Historic Carolina Theater of Durham, my underwriter, as well as the Apex Arts Council. We'll get into some stuff that's been going on there later on. Today's show is called Biting at the Bit. I'm going to have Clay McClinton on in a short while. He's going to be calling in from Austin, Texas, I believe. He's the son of Dalbert McClinton, and he's going to be promoting his new album, Biting at the Bit. In the meantime, we've got one of my longtime good friends on the line. He owns the American Music Museum out of Thomasville, Curtis Ingram. Curtis, if you're online, let's talk.
Hey, yeah, it's good to talk to you again, Claudia.
Likewise, it's been a while, Bo.
Yeah, thanks for letting me be on the show.
I figured I'd get the scoop from you as to what the Dalbert McClinton cruise was like, and then just catch me up in, you know, any bones you want to toss my way.
Well, the cruise is one of the most fun things I've ever been on. They've been going for 20 years, and I've gone the last 14 of them.
Amazing. It's not exactly cheap, from what I hear.
No, but it's well worth it. You know, there's no way to compare it to the other cruises. It's far above, more fun than anything they could do.
I'm sure.
It's really just a bunch of concerts by top musicians of the United States, and a lot of the top songwriters go too as well.
And how long does this cruise last?
Last a week. Goes out of Florida. They changed the locations a few times, but this past time it went out of Miami. And but it's got Americana music, all kinds of different music. Blues, rock and roll, bluegrass, about a Cajun. About a little bit of everything.
Curtis, this is Rocco. How have you been?
I've been well.
Curtis, I remember about 5 years or so ago we met. Anyway, as far as the Dalbert McClinton cruises, did he ever get Teresa James on one of those cruises?
Yeah, Teresa's been going for like the last 12 years. Yeah, I've never heard of her until I've gone on a cruise. That's the best part about the cruise is Dalbert brings musicians that a lot of people have never heard of, and then once you hear them, they become some of your favorite music you ever heard.
Well, I heard Teresa James, it must have been 15 years ago in Greenville, and she was so good with her band that I just, you know, I never realized how much talent she had, and she was saying that she wanted to perform with Dalbert McClinton, and I never knew if she ever did or not.
Oh, yeah, it's become really, really tight. She's originally from Houston, Texas, and lives in Los Angeles now. And besides her band, it's Teresa James and the Rhythm Tramps. They've had about 10 albums, and every one of them's really good.
Yeah,
I bet.
And she and her husband and the guitar player have also joined Eric Burden and the Animals, so they're Animals now.
Curtis, you need to come to the studio and be on with Claudio.
I've already promised Rocco you'd be coming by for us to do a show here. So,
yeah, I look forward to that, and I will do that as soon as I can. I'm out on the road now.
I figured you were probably on a cell because we're picking you up a little strangely. In case anyone's listening, this is Curtis traveling. Just want to explain why we're sort of picking you up, and you're fading and coming in, fading and coming in.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm standing outside the power block. I'm in Rock Hill, South Carolina right now.
Oh, gotcha. At the nuclear plant.
And it's snowing. Yeah, my phone won't work inside the power block because of all the concrete. So I'm out here in the snow. And weather report's kind of cold.
Hey, give us a quick scoop on what's going on with the American Music Museum.
Well, I'm still working on it. It's an effort that's... a labor of love that I've been doing for like 15 years. I've got a lot of memorabilia, and I've got some offers. I've been talking to city officials of various cities, trying to figure out which would be the best fit to give it a permanent home and draw people into it.
Gotcha. Well, folks, you're listening to Curtis Ingram. He's calling in here on Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater on WCOM 103.5 FM, and he's calling us from way down the road. He's catching us up. He owns and runs the American Music Museum out of Thomasville, North Carolina, and he's also friends with Dalbert and Clay McClinton. Clay's going to be calling in a little while. So at some point, I'm really looking forward to catching up on everything that's been going on. Sounds like you've been going through quite a few things with that nuclear plant, and I want to sort of pick your brain a little bit when you come on about what's going on with that nuclear plant in Japan.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about that some other time.
Not on this show.
Right. As far as the music goes, the cruise, in fact, that was I interviewed Dalbert McClinton for the High Point Enterprise newspaper one time, and I'd ask him about the cruise, and he told me, he said, it's the most fun that you'll ever have. So I sarcastically said, is it better than sex? He said, it's the next best thing and lasts longer.
Right. Gotcha. I'm going on one of them.
Right. So I put that in an article, and the girl said, you know, we have got a family newspaper. But they enjoyed it, and Dalbert liked the article I wrote and put it in his press kit.
How about sending me a copy?
So she said, that's really what you want to try to get when you write the article. So I've written a few articles, concert reviews and stuff for couple magazines and a couple newspapers, but not many.
Yeah, email me some copy just so I can have it.
Okay, I'll get to that and get you some of those. But I finally, after like 2 years, I went on the cruise, and Dalbert didn't lie. It was the most fun thing I've ever done, and I'm as hedonistic as you can get. live for a good time.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and the people that go, there's a 75% return rate. So you see a lot of the same people every year, and they've become the family you get to pick.
Mm-hmm.
Like a family reunion, but everybody's out for a good time, and everybody's just so friendly.
Well, Curtis, Dalbert is one of the most underrated people in the business, the music business. He's just so talented and such a terrific songwriter, besides being a performer. He's just...
He's got superstar status, but I think he downplays it.
Is that it? Because he's talented.
Yeah,
he's good.
A lot of his career kind of went through the cracks. A lot of times he signed with a record label, they would fold when he was out on the road. And so he's got a small... I mean, he's got a big... fans all, and they're rabid fans. You know, they take a bullet corn with their head.
Oh yeah,
but you know, he's been playing for a long time. He honed his craft and playing in Texas, starting in the late '50s, playing with Jimmy Reed and Sonny Boy Williamson and all the top names in blues back then. And he got his break. He started playing with Bruce Chanel, and they went over to play in England, and the Beatles opened for them in '62.
Right.
When the Beatles were unknown, and Dalbert taught John Lennon some licks on a harmonica, which John Lennon incorporated in Love Me Do, which was their first
hit. Right. That's great stuff. Who's got that kind of history? I mean, my God. That's incredible.
Right. Yeah, but he's still going strong. I saw him Friday night in Winston-Salem at Ziggy's, and it was a great show, you know.
Fantastic.
Well, I remember him performing for, he opened for Huey Lewis and the News in Raleigh, maybe 20
right.
years, 25 years ago. And he was terrific then as the opening act for Huey Lewis.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big name, too.
And Huey Lewis at that time had number one songs like The Heart of Rock and Roll and The Power of Love, which was for a movie. Back to the Future. And here's Dalbert up there performing, opening for Huey Lewis.
Well, listen, bro, I hate to have to cut this short, but I think Clay's going to be calling in the next 2-3 minutes, so I better be ready to receive him online. Thank you for connecting with us, and let's definitely just go ahead and put some time ideas or options together on email, and then we'll see when we can plan on having you on the show.
Okay, thanks again, Claudia and Rock. It's great to talk to you guys again, and I look forward to talking to y'all again in the future.
Can't wait to hang out. Okay. Take care, bro.
Take care.
All right, I'll see y'all.
This is 103.5 FM, WCOM, Chapel Hill, Carborough. Now back to Claudio.
Why don't we go ahead and crank a Dalbert tune between now and the time that Clay calls in.
All right. How about a Dalbert tune that really kind of can show what Dalbert can do?
That sounds good to me.
How's that?
Sounds good to me. I thought you had him loaded.
I had his sons.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. Here we go.
We're going to go with number 9.
Number 9, okay.
Number 9. You're listening to Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater, community radio for Chapel Hill and Carborough, WCOM. You can also hear us online at WCOMFM.org. Thanks so much for making us a part of your day. Now back to Claudio.
And as I've told you folks, today's show is called Biting at the Bit. We're promoting Clay McClinton's new album. He is the son of Dalbert McClinton, whom you just heard. And he's an amazing musician, singer-songwriter himself. So you're in for a real treat. I think I've got him online. Good morning, Clay.
Good morning, Claudia. How are you doing?
All right. How's life in Texas?
It's cold, actually. It's been a cold winter here in Texas. And we're hunkering down, keeping warm.
Good, 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 good. Are you at your mom's place, or where are you calling from?
No, we're at home.
Oh, okay.
In Dripping Springs, Texas.
Dripping Springs, okay.
Clay, this is Rocco. Do you remember when
you... Hi, Rocco.
How are you? Do you remember when you...
great.
When your dad recorded that song that you just heard?
I don't know the exact year, but I remember, I would say, early 80s.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I think I bought the CD probably in the middle or late 80s, so I'm sure you're right on target.
Just to give you a quick scoop on Rocco here, Clay, he is formerly from New Jersey, New York, been a career DJ, so he's met all the old greats when he did radio shows for years, and he actually helped launch WCOM, and I was just lucky enough to get him as my co-host. That's the history on Rocco.
Excellent.
An amazing talent as far as all the people he's met and knows. It's one thing. It's one thing to play their music. It's another thing to meet them.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. I'm excited to be talking to y'all.
I'm pleasure talking to you, Clay.
Glad to have you on. So give us a taste. First of all, I'd love to hear something about the cruise that you were just on. I understand that you performed on it as well.
Oh man, it was a good year. It was a lot of good music. Just when you don't, I can't believe the music keeps getting better every year, it seems like. But all the staples, Paul Thorne, Raul Malu with the Mavericks, and Marsha Ball, and Mingo Fishtrap, Seth Walker, and then some new artists that we were actually with us last year, Lucas Nelson, Willie's son, with he's fabulous. And
I'm actually stage managing the Mavericks on the 28th at the Carolina Theater in Durham. Back to you.
They're my heroes. I love those guys. They've influenced me the last couple of years for sure. I just love their style.
I can imagine.
It was a hoot to hang out with.
I'll bet. So what? Do you remember any favorite moments on the cruise? Anything really funny or anything really extraordinary happened other than, of course, the music? Just wondering what the cruise itself was.
Well, it was... There was some really cool moments. I remember one afternoon, Teresa James was playing. And there was like a percussion ensemble, all just everybody got on stage and was beating like rails and stuff. And they just had this cool, like huge drum circle thing going, except with her music, you know, backing her up. And that was kind of a cool, little just happening, random.
One of those random moments, exactly. Some of the best stuff.
Yeah. In the wee hours of the night, like 2 or 3 a.m., they had a bar, kind of like the Crow's Nest, up in top of the boat, where kind of like a piano bar, loungey place, where you never knew what was going to happen. Red Young was there, fabulous piano player here in Austin, and him and Raul Malo and Joe Mayer would get together, and Big Joe, and do some.
I would never get any sleep.
Jazz, soft low key thing at 3 a.m. That was pretty cool.
Yeah,
but it's a magical thing, and just when I don't think the music will be any better, it does.
That's amazing. I'm definitely
gonna
make
going.
It.
You know, Clay, you mentioned Teresa James, and just a few minutes before we had you on the phone line, we were talking with Curtis Ingram, and I said and I said something to Curtis to the effect that I saw Teresa James in person in Greenville 15 years ago, and she was wanting to perform with your father. That's what she was telling us, and of course she
apparently that's
did.
Happened.
Yeah, and she's so good.
Well, she's amazing. I just love her. She's like I used to call her the female Ray Charles because she just belts it out and plays that piano, and she knows how to do it. She's
she
a real
is
deal.
Just so entertaining. And if any of our listeners ever get a chance to see or hear her in person, they need to, because she will put on
absolutely
a dynamite show.
Oh, absolutely! You're going to get a great show every time out of her. She lives for it, and you can tell. So those are the ones.
Well, give us a bit of a rundown on your new album and what inspired the whole thing. I love it personally, but then again, I'm kind of biased. I love your music.
It starts out as just a humbling success story alone, just in the gathering the funds. We did the Kickstarter program, and I was just amazed and humbled by the whole experience. We did raise our money that we were
That's
shooting
amazing.
For, which was $43,000. So it was a mm-hmm. it was a good chunk of change.
Oh yeah.
And but that went to promotion and radio people and the recording and great musicians, and I can't believe how it went so fast. But Gary Nicholson, of course, has his production fees that, you know, he has to keep his standards,
oh,
of
yeah.
course.
And none of it's
and that
cheap.
Was an honor. That was an honor, just working with him.
I
we wrote some songs and wrote a handful of songs, and we're like, hey, let's make an album. And I was like, heck yeah. And he produced it, and great musicians, and I got my bass player, Ed Friedland, to fly down and play on it, and my guitar player, Johnny Sanchez, flew down and played on it. So I had two of my main guys on the wow. record that have been next to me for the last couple of years. And so it came out really, really cool. We were kind of going for that Southwest Tex-Mex feel.
That's how you got
with
it.
A bunch of accordion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, accordion playing by Joel Guzman. He's one of the best around, in my opinion. And I couldn't be happier with it. It just kind of fell together, and it took a while. It took us a year, a little over a year,
mm-hmm.
from start to finish, which I guess my other CDs I've done like four or five months, you know.
Yeah.
But
and I've got them all in here, by the way.
With the outcome. What's that?
I say I've got every one of your CDs, because at some point I want you to go ahead and pick some tunes you want us to play. I'm assuming off the new album, but you can pick something off any album. I've got them all here in the studio.
Great.
The whole Claymore Clipmore collection.
All right. Well, we'll get some going off the new album.
Why don't we go ahead and crank a tune, relax for a moment, give us one to play, and we'll play something off Biting at the Bit. By the way, what inspired the title?
Well, that's funny. Dad and I were talking. I'd just been throwing different ideas back and forth, and Dad and I were just at the point where we were just texting, you know, album ideas.
Right.
You know, back and forth. He has some good ideas, and so we kind of just feed off each other, and we just kept going back and forth for a month or so, and I was like, I don't know. I'm just anxious for the CD to get out, and I was talking to him on the phone, and I'm like, gosh, this is taking longer than I thought. I'm just biting at the bit here. and then I just, like, stopped in my tracks, and I was like, that's it, Dad, biting at the bit. That's it.
That's got the flavor.
And he said, I like it. It has some momentum behind it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I guess all in all, it really fits, because I've just been anxious to get it out. And
you were biting at the bit to get it done. I got you.
It stuck, yeah.
That's perfect. So pick one for us.
Okay, well, how about Wildflowers? That's the first track on the CD. We're getting a lot of airplay with that.
Sounds good. We're going to play it. You go ahead and just stay online if that's okay with you, and then I'll pick right back up with you once we're done.
Okay.
Across the hillside, oh, what a beautiful sight. It's better just to leave them alone than to pick them up and take them home. If they can't be wild and free, they don't last too long. Prettiest thing I'd ever seen, lighting up the sunshine. But when I tried to hold her, that's when she fell apart. left behind now. Our pedals on the ground. But I'll wake up one morning and see them all around. Wild clouds dancing in the wind. Wild flowers, they always come back again. Wild flowers dancing in the wind. Wild flowers, they always come back. They always come back.
You're tuned to your community radio station, 103.5 FM, WCOM-LP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
From the Arts Center in Carrboro, it's Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. Heard at 103.5 FM and online at WCOMFM.org.
And the music you just heard was from the album Biting at the Bit, a new release from the one and only Clay McClinton, my good friend who's online. Clay, back at ya.
How you doing, Claudio?
Doing great, bro. I'm looking forward to the day I see you again. We've been talking, communicating by email, but I haven't seen you in at least, 5 years? Something like that.
I know. It's been too long.
Yeah, it has
been too long. How far are you from Asheville, North Carolina?
Actually, Asheville, probably 2-3 hours.
Well, I'll be there.
Is it? Oh, no, 1 hour.
Oh, well, come on out. I'll be there April 11th at the Highland Brewing Company.
Okay, we got remind me on that about that on email, and I will definitely make some plans.
Yeah, I'll send the email out to you.
Fantastic, and so hey, let's continue about the album. Any stories to go with making this? Any great moments in the studio, or just the inspiration behind it in general?
Well, lots of great moments in the studio.
I'm sure.
Dad was there for some of the recording. You know,
right.
He would pop in and out. Gary doesn't live too far from Dad, so same neighborhood. So he would pop in here and there and see what's going on. And of course, he sang on the debut. The ABC debut, 1975, "Victim of Life Circumstances." We decided to cut that and do it. First time I've ever done a cover of Dad's.
Yes, I noticed.
And that was fun. He sang on that and sang a line on that, and that was a fun day. That's always fun singing with Dad.
No doubt.
You know, like I was saying, Joel Guzman's all over this thing on the accordion, and I'd never worked with him, and it was pretty fascinating just watching him work. He's an amazing accordion player and organ player, and just personally, that was a thrill for me to watch him.
It brought back some things for me. Sorry for the interruption. It brought back some things for me because I was pretty much raised on accordion during my youth. Growing up as a kid in Africa, my father played a lot of accordion.
So, oh, yeah. I think I remember you telling me that.
Yeah.
Well, I love that instrument. You know, some people, you know, there's lots of jokes about it and all that, but I just think it looks like it's very hard to play.
There's nothing easy to play. I just can't imagine it personally. I don't have a gift for playing music, but I can work with it, but I can't play it. And I can tell you what, watching that guy's fingers go from buttons to keys to, good Lord, nah.
Oh, you have to have three brains, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so too.
Piano's hard enough for me, so. But, that was great. And, Tom Hambridge came in and we did some writing with him, Gary and I, and that was a fun day. I came up with the song Hydrated, the hook, and Gary and Tom helped me wrap it up and with some verses. And we had a lot of fun doing that. I remember we pretty much laughed until we cried on a few lines that we came up with, you know, here and there. We were just cracking each other up.
I hope you're running a camcorder on some of that.
Yeah, I know. You know, especially, you know, the you just don't know when stuff's going to happen.
No, you don't.
You almost have to have one going all the time to catch the good stuff. But,
it's called editing, yes.
Yeah, but it was fun. It was. There was a lot of special moments. It was a good time, and I'm just excited about the whole thing.
I know for my own recordings, my favorite thing is just to get up, you know that I'm spending the day in the studio and just go kick it. So I know how you feel.
Yeah. Well, it's always a different experience every time.
Absolutely, and especially when you've got a different mix of people for different songs and different works. So
it is.
Opens it wide open. Give us another tune. Let's play some more Clay McClinton off his album, Biting at the Bit.
Well, okay. You know, a song that, one song on here I didn't actually, there's a couple songs on here I didn't write that I decided to cover. Gary thought it was a good idea to show the folks some of the, you know, other songs that other people write that inspire me, not just dads. But this is one by the late Stephen Bruton and Gary Nicholson wrote. Jeff Bridges recorded it on his CD, and he's the only one I think that's recorded. So we decided to put a little Tex-Mex flavor on it and do it. It's a song called What a Little Love Can Do.
What a Little Love Can Do. Coming at you from Clay McClinton, What a Little Love Can Do.
You are listening to Community Radio for Carrboro and Chapel Hill, WCOM. Now back to Claudio.
This is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. The person you just heard was the one and only Clay McClinton. Cut off his new album, What a Little Love Can Do. The new album is called Biting at the Bit, and I love the way the title came around. So, hey, anything going on in your personal life or anything you want to talk about? Clay,
well,
calling in from Texas.
We got off the cruise, Brandy and I, and my father-in-law, Mark, is making a movie out of a book that he wrote. It's a Western book about a family just fighting off, you know, bad guys and Indians and stuff. And it's called The C-Bar Ranch. So they're making a movie out in by Chino Valley, right outside of Phoenix, Arizona. And they want us to be a part of it. So
fantastic.
Right when we got back from... Yeah, it was fun. It was my debut, I just had a little scene. I was a doctor.
All right.
And it was real fun, you know. We had a lot of fun with it.
Did you sing
so
to the patients?
We flew out there as soon as we got back and went out there. And my scene was basically there was a gunfight, and one of the main characters, JL, which is a girl, and she's a gunfighter, she got shot in the shoulder. But I'm actually probably not supposed to be saying a lot about the movie. So,
we consider this a teaser.
But it was fun. It was a fun deal. We had a good time.
No wonder you wanted to play doctor with the girl. I can get it.
But it was an experience that you know, I always wanted to play around with acting. I haven't really done any, so to speak. I've done some, you know, in high school, just theater stuff. But so it was a great opportunity, and it was a whole lot of fun.
We may have to do something together at some point. I don't know if you know if I informed you. I did keep a certain fan base informed, but I just got through playing Ernest Hemingway in a movie.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that, and that's why I wanted to tell you the story. I knew
you'd
appreciate
it. Yeah, I'm so glad you did. Absolutely. We're going to have to figure out some kind of a skit we can do together when I see you.
Absolutely.
Maybe I'll just jump on your stage and mess you up. That's it.
There you go. There you go. We'll ad lib.
That's it. Oh, man. I was working Buddy Guy last night at the Carolina Theater here in Durham, and he's got this drummer. I forget his name. Big Guy. And I went up after we set up the whole drum kit. I just assumed he wasn't dressed as a performer. He was just helping do tech stuff. And I saw him sitting there and sort of playing a little bit. And I walked up to him and I said, is this your realm? You know, just wanting to know if he's the guy that's going to be playing later on. And he looks at me, he goes, man, why are you calling me round? I said, no, that's not what I said. And I could tell he just wanted to go ahead and toss some words around. So we went back and forth about me calling him around for about 5 minutes. We had the whole stage crew lined up laughing at what was going on between him and me, turning that moment into a comedy.
Well, drummers don't like to be called round. I don't know what it is.
he mistook round for round, yeah. But anyway, so we had a good time with it. And then to about 10 minutes before the end of Buddy's show, the entire block got wiped out. In Durham, power went out.
Oh, geez.
So it wasn't a graceful exit. We were loading them out with flashlights in our teeth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Two trucks. Well, anyway, back to you. Enough about
that. That's when you just break out the acoustic guitars at that point and light the candles.
Right.
We've actually done that. The power went out. We were playing in Flagstaff, Arizona. I was in a bluegrass band called Second Harvest, one of my first bands.
Yeah.
And the power went out, and so we all lit candles and went down to the front of the stage and played acoustic the whole night, and it was an awesome, fun night.
Wow. And you got away with the candles? I mean, normally that becomes a big concern with the fire department.
Not in Flagstaff, Arizona, I guess.
That's pretty cool.
Bar.
I mean, I love the look of it, but the fire departments in theaters anyway, theatrical bands.
It wasn't talked about or anything. It just happened real quick.
I got you,
And then we had the show. The show must go on.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. It was a good thing that Buddy Guy was at the end of his because it would have been embarrassing if they'd cut him off. You know, everybody spends this big money on these tickets, and then you get 20 minutes of a show. But that's not the way it was. He was 10 minutes away from actually being done. So anybody that actually went to the show that's hearing me talk right now, that was the best we could do. There was no generator power except for a few lights in the building itself, but there was nothing we could do to put him back on.
Yeah.
So. That was the deal at the Carolina.
Well, and buddy, you know, you got to plug in.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Electric guitar.
Right. And he likes to walk out into the middle of the crowd and play.
Exactly.
Clay, exactly. Clay, this is Rocco. Have you ever heard Claudio perform any of his radio theater material?
I have not. I would love to, though.
Well, we have some here now, and it's about 3 minutes, and you'd like to hear some.
He's holding me to my obligation in calling my show Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. So,
you bet. I would love to hear some.
All right. We have it coming right up after this message. WCOM is made possible by our underwriters, contributors, and volunteers. Support us. Donations are always welcome. Remember, we are your voice in our community of Carrboro and Chapel Hill.
Just a quick note to Clay and anybody listening. This next piece is entitled Wind Song, and it was actually inspired years ago when I was chef in St. Thomas. Bluebeard's Castle up on the hill. This is, God, 77. And we had this pot washer who was an old fisherman. And I wound up in a conversation with him about, you know, if he had any choice in having something to do with how he exits this world, how would he do it? And he just told me that he'd set himself a sail one more time and just drift out to sea and hope that the moment comes. That was his way of life. That's what he loved. And on the spirit of that, his name was Smitty. So this is for Smitty. On the spirit of that, I give you a piece I wrote called Wind Song.
Wind Song. I've lived my life on foreign shores as a lover of the sea, drinking down my nevermores when they wouldn't set me free. I spent my years saluting winds which gave my sails direction, and ever was it plain to see my youth in my reflection. Though now I greet my autumn season like a leaf upon the wind, who in having lived by love and reason will bear myself once more to journey. This body, though merely a shell, has truly lived and served me well. These eyes, though rugged by the years, have smiled their smiles and shed their tears. So all in all, I am rejoicing upon the sea, alone. For in the wind's a spirit voicing, a call to bring me home. I pray the prayer of every sinner, and poets much alike, that my spirit clothes me a winner upon that final hour's strike. And as I journey from here to hence, where there is neither gate nor fence, as an older man I must concede, a wind song now is all I need. So all in all, I am rejoicing upon the sea alone, for in the wind's a spirit voicing, a call to bring me home.
I'd like to dedicate that to my dad, who just passed last week, last Wednesday, bidding him farewell, and that was Wind Song.
I'd like to tell you that your host, Claudio, is available as a poet with a one-man band for house concerts, performing original and traditional literary readings. Claudio is well known as a classical poet and master storyteller. His website is claudioarts.com.
Thank you. Back to you, Clay. Are you still with us?
I am, and that was very, very nice, man. And I didn't know about your dad. I'm sorry to hear about that.
That's right. I forgot to tell you. I'm afraid that there are quite a few people I forgot. It just happened very suddenly, but it's the blessing of it is he was taking 13, 14 pills just to have a good day on average, so the blessing is that he's out of pain.
Well,
and I also want to give.
We're all born to live, we all live to die.
That's right, and I want to make one more dedication there. The fellow backing me up, his name was Gary Jensen. He was my backup man in St. Thomas. He passed a couple of years ago, so tribute to him as well. God, I'm acknowledging a whole bunch of people that are no longer here, absent friends. So here's to absent friends.
And was he playing harmonica there too?
Yes. Yeah, he was doing a real Bob Dylan scenario. Everything that you heard was him doing it at the same time.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah, he had one of those neck braces and, you know, went to the harmonica and played the guitar.
One cut and we're out of here.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, back to you again. Show's about you, but I have to have my theater moment or I get scolded. So that was it.
I'm glad you did. I always liked your poetry, and that was, you know, well said. You have a way with words.
I still think we need to write a piece for one of your future albums at some point. Do something together.
I know you need to come to Austin and hang out and stay in the Airstream.
Careful now. I may take you up on that. Make room on that couch.
Come on.
Okay.
Maybe we'll wait till it warms up a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So any more, why don't we play another McClinton tune here in a minute, but go ahead and give people contact information, how they can go about getting this album, and give us a little rundown.
Well, it's not officially released until February 18th.
Hey, then, so you hear it only.
February 18th, you'll be able to get it everywhere. We got a distribution deal, so it should be in stores everywhere, and of course, my website, claymcclinton.com. We get the most profits that way,
right?
But we do have a distribution deal, so it should be out there in the stores and digital distribution on iTunes and all that after February 18th. And before then, you have to come to a show to get it.
And I'm sure that's well worth it. I was telling people that I can never sit still when your music is playing. Same thing with your dad, man. I'm doing chair dances here.
Oh, thanks. Well, if it's not making you move in your seat, then, you know.
You ain't hitting the notes. And I first time I ever saw you, you were doing a concert in Thomasville, because you and I were both overnighting at Curtis's place, which is how we met. But, heck, I was moving to your stuff then.
What was that place called? The Red Lion? Or
Something like that. I was actually performing Casey at the Bat for a baseball club that night, and then later on...
Right. Go ahead. I remember.
Oh, you do? Okay, good. Jog the memory. All right.
And we went to the buffet. We went to the buffet.
And then we hung out all night at his place, and I don't think you and I got any sleep until the next morning. I connected well. You had a South African keyboard player at the time, I think, and him and I connected really well. And then the next day, it was pretty
bad.
Yes. Then the next day, you and I just hung out, and I really got to be introduced to who Clay McClinton was and fell in love with your work.
That was a fun night. I remember Curtis has a nice little man cave there.
That's you talk about a nice little spread, indoor spread. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was a fun night. I remember. I think there was some whiskey being sipped.
Oh, there was all kinds of stuff going on. Yes, definitely, definitely of the drinking sort. It was what it was supposed to be.
Yeah,
but
we
won't tell.
Again.
Right, absolutely. So we got to make that happen somehow. We still got about another 5 minutes left or so. You want us to crank another tune?
Yeah, well, you know, I know you're a big fan of Dabs, and why don't you do Victim of Life?
Victim of Love?
Together.
Absolutely, love
victim
it.
Victim of Life Circumstances.
Victim of Life Circumstances. This is coming at you here pretty shortly from Clay's new album, which we're here to promote today, Biting at the Bit. We've got Clay McClinton online, and just to toot the horn, he is the son of Dalbert McClinton, and this is a recording that they both made together on his brand new album, Biting at the Bit. Here's Clay McClinton.
Yeah. 6:05 a.m. on Sunday morning. I was supposed to leave for Memphis late last night, but I stopped in one of them old highway places. And because I did, I'll sleep in the Tarrant County Jail tonight. I started out the night with good intentions, but ended up getting sideways drinking wine. Last thing I remember, we were roaring. Then something hit my head and knocked me from my conscious mind. I'm a victim of life circumstances. I was raised around barrooms and Friday night dances, singing them old country songs. Half the time, ending up someplace I don't belong. Charged with, but he looked at me and he halfway closed one eye. He said, "You mean to say you don't remember cutting up some honky with that bone handle knife?" I'm a victim of life circumstances. I was raised around barrooms and Friday night dances, singing. I don't belong. Yeah, half the time ending up someplace I don't belong.
You're tuned to 103.5 FM WCOMLP Chapel Hill, Carborough. Están escuchando a 103.FM WCOMLP Chapel Hill, Carborough. Thanks for listening to our station.
That's the cutest little girl voice. I don't know what she's saying to me in Spanish, but I love her sound.
Well, Claudio, do you know who that is?
Who is that?
That is Molly Frank, Chris Frank's daughter.
Oh, wow.
And she recorded
that. Great little
that,
sound.
She recorded that 8 years ago. She's now a freshman here at UNC.
I'll be done. Anyway, what you just heard, that was Clay McClinton and Dalbert singing together. And the name of that tune was Victim of Life Circumstances. Clay, back at you. Still here?
I'm still here.
All right. Appreciate you hanging with me this morning.
Oh, it's so good to be talking to you. It's fun to reminisce. I'm right. It's been too long. We need to hang.
It has. We need to change that. And I definitely, whether we do it together or whether I just write something that you can do yourself, we got to do something on one of your albums.
Well, if we talk about it long enough, I know it'll happen.
Yeah, so. Exactly. And we have been. We've talked about it ever since we met.
We
so
have
hey.
Been.
Well, we got about 3 or 4 more minutes to wrap it up in. So, anything else you want to catch us up? How's Brandy doing? Hello to Brandy and the band, of course. Please.
Yeah, everybody's doing good. We're just getting ready for a lot of touring, and we're going out to March. We're going to head out to New Mexico, Red River area,
and then
Montrose, Colorado, and Parker and Evergreen, Colorado. I love Evergreen.
I've noticed you got a busy schedule.
Yeah. It's Dad used to play there all the time, and it's one of those old just wooden stinky places that has pictures of everybody who was anybody back when, and mm-hmm. everybody's played there. So
the beauty of those places is there's nothing fake about them.
No, it's just up in a little mountain town. Have you ever been to Evergreen, Colorado?
No, regretfully, and that's one place I want to explore at some point.
Yeah, if you get the chance, it's definitely it's a cool little town. So that's always fun. Of course, it's going to be pretty cold up there this time of year. But then we get back, then April, we head to Oklahoma, Kansas City, Missouri, Illinois, Nashville, Tennessee. We're doing a big CD release, and then Asheville, North Carolina, April the 11th. I will remind you. I'll send you an email.
I got a buddy here from Missouri sitting in the studio with me today who likes your music. His name is Bill Elliott.
Great. Well, help us spread the word. We haven't been there in a while, and we're looking forward to hopefully having some old and new faces come out.
I'm sure you will. So, what are you doing with the cold weather today? What's going on in Texas today?
Today, I have another interview at 12 o'clock, and then I have to go pick up my second guitar. I have a friend that's working on, I have a 64 Mustang guitar that Dad actually bought in a pawn shop in the 70s.
Wow.
And so it needed a little work before I hit the road on tour. And then I have to actually, I'm glad I'm telling you because I'm reminding myself.
Hey,
right,
good.
Now.
All right.
I got to rotate my tires on my trailer.
That's no fun. So, jeepers. You do that by yourself, huh?
You know, we got it. Well, no, I'll probably take it in to.
Good. Okay, good.
Discount tire or something, but we like to make sure. I've had blowouts on the side of the road too many times, so I've gotten wiser in the years. So we always do a checkup before a long tour. So that's what's going on. Just getting ready, sharpening the saw before we cut the tree.
Well, thanks for giving us a real window into your day. I like bringing out just the natural side of life and people, and you've certainly given us a loving spoonful of it this morning. That was, I just want to let the folks know we've been promoting Clay McClinton's new album, Biting at the Bit. He is the son of Dalbert McClinton. I'm only tooting that, Clay, because you certainly stand on your own, but some people would have no idea who you were, and Dalbert certainly makes a big impression. And that is the reason I keep...
Take it where I can get it, for sure.
Absolutely. Love your new album. Got to let you know that, man. And, of course, I'm biased. I love all your music. And your dad's. And I am absolutely.
Thanks so much, Claudia.
My pleasure. I'm absolutely looking forward to us having some time to hang out as soon as you get to my neck of the woods. So keep me informed. I know Rocco's got something to say here.
Clay, it's been a pleasure talking with you. It has.
Hey, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Rocco. I was just about to say thanks, guys. It was a great way to drink my coffee and spend my morning.
Absolutely loved it. Hey, anything you want to? We're going to play one more of your tunes on the way out of my show today. You want to pick one?
Sure. How about Rockin' Tune? This one's about some of the trials and tribulations of the road. Some are true, some are not true.
What number is it? Hold on, let me see what number that is.
Number two, it's called Stories We Can Tell.
Oh, good one. Number two, Stories We Can Tell. That's perfect. It gives us just enough time to exit the program so I can shut my mouth and be done with it. Thank you for joining me, bro.
It's great talking to you, Claudio, and nice meeting you, Rocco.
Always is,
my
bro.
My pleasure.
Give my love to all. Take care.
Okay, take care, guys.
Cheers.
Community Radio for Chapel Hill and Carrboro, 103.5 WCOM.
We drove 18 hours to a honky tonk. Just in time to see it burn down. We were out of luck and out of gas and couldn't even get out of town. The club owner's ex had a meeting at 3. Boy, we set up and played all night. Her Lord, she sure was sweet. She gave us all we could eat and topped it off with a cherry pie.
And you've been listening to Clay McClinton talking to me all morning here. This is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theatre, underwritten by the Historic Carolina Theatre of Durham, as well as the Apex Arts Council, so check those folks out. Make sure we're loving them back. The album you've been listening to is Clay McClinton's new release, Biting at the Bit, and it's not even out yet, so you got a taste of it almost a month in advance of it actually coming out, so... That's it. Biting at the Bit with Clay McClinton. Thank you for tuning us in. This is Claudio saying, until next time, cheers.